this is what's really going on. I know you're enjoying your burger and your hot dog, and there's going to be a show later, but we may not have this next year. And what is Independence Day if we can't keep what's left of our eviscerated Bill of Rights and Constitution? I mean, what is left in this country if we can't go out to other human beings and say, hey, this is what's important?
Meanwhile, atop the Umbrella Factory.
Coming on your speaker system right now. This is Jimmy Knight, suddenly taking over the airwaves for the next hour. Or some insanity of Lost Discs Radio. Check that, folks. It is Discs with a C. There is no K in that spelling. In spite of what you may have heard or may have thought. Yeah, the Out of Sight Sounds of Duke Ellington. Yeah, the Duke Ellington Orchestra, they're on the Reprise label. And, well, that's kicking it off for, now see, okay, now we're doing the show. We're not just doing this for Area 51, although we're mighty glad to be doing it, right? Doing this also for Rockin' Radio and, you know, good old DJ Randy Tibbins, who helps to make this kind of thing stay alive over at his site, rockinradio.com. And he insists now, because he's a management guy, you know, just as much as any of the other guys, like Alan Weiner, who we had to deal with for so many years. this guy insists now that we do a themed show. He calls them the Summer Spectacular Specials, okay? And so I don't know. Can you tell what the theme is by hearing that Duke Ellington thing, right, covering the Beatles there? All right, well, let's get into some action here and see if you can tell what we're doing tonight. Out of Sight Sound of the Valiants tonight on the Valor label out of Texas. Yeah. We'll be right back. is the Valiants. I don't know. I mean, I'd like to call that a surf record, but on the Valor label out of the early 60s there, they are tied up with the Ty Tex label. So that puts them somewhere down around the panhandle. So I don't know what these guys are trying to pull, but there's an obscurity for you because we're going to do an hour of all instrumentals. I've pulled out some obscurities for you folks, and we're going to keep things moving. I got to tell you, one of my favorite... Now, see, here comes a Link Wray situation, right? You know when you're in the middle of a situation involving Link Wray and his Raymen that this is probably going to be a cool thing. Well, when I was a kid, one of my favorite records, as far as instrumentals goes, was a thing by the Kingsmen, right? I'm not talking about the Kingsmen who did Louie Louie. Right. Oh, by the way, Chesty is sitting over there off microphone. And we're going to be hearing from her. I think later we're going to coax her onto the mic. Right, Chesty? Right.
Yes, okay.
She says, okay. And Dr. Doc Brown, of course, is a no-show. Joe Stax is not going to be involved. Weasley Steve is in the slammer for all we know. Buzz is down at the local bar. And, you know, that's just how these things go because it's a holiday weekend and people are out, man. People are off. People are doing their things with their families and their bowling alleys and things. So... Anyways, the Kingsmen, come to find out in 1958, this group, the Kingsmen, on the East-West label, these were a bunch of guys from Bill Haley's Comets. You know, Bill Haley and his Comets, speaking of Link Wray and his Raymen, right? You see how they were? See how they do that similarly like that? Well, this let's just get a little bit of this, because if you know this song at all, it's called Weekend. This may be the version you know by the Kingsmen. Let's dig a little bit of it. So that fantastic stuff. But we're gonna pot that one down just a little bit here, and we're gonna get into the Link Wray version. We got a whole thing with these guys. Kingsmen had two records out on the East West label in 1958. That one did hit the charts, somewhere around 32 on the charts. All right, but we're gonna hear their follow-up to this, which is a thing called Catwalk. Okay, right after we dig the Link Wray version of that tune. Holiday Weekend, Lost Discs, Radio. We'll be right back.
man, we have come to make this scene.
Today we take up the problem of how to have a hit record. You gotta have it played by a top flight disc jockey. And there's one now.
Rockin' Radio.
3 days later, they found this young fella at number one Main Plaza in Dallas, Texas. Over 250 miles away from his home. He was out seated on the sidewalk, clawing at his naked body, with blood dripping off of his fingernails, and thinking that green worms were eating away at his body. Today, this young fella is in a state mental institution, all because of a practical joke.
Lost his radio.
Oh, that's terrible.
It's a little too late for jokes now.
Rockin' Radio.
I said it was too late for jokes.
Oh, yes, the swinging sound of the Merry Men. Okay, now there they are on the APT record label. APT label, one of my favorite labels from back in the late 50s there, man. And once again, you know, that whole set of instrumentals there may have had a similar kind of shuffle to them. Because, once again, the Merry Men was made up mostly of guys who were from the Comets. Bill Haley's Comets. You dig that? Who knew there was another group of those guys out there? I just picked that one up earlier this year at a record show down in New Haven, Connecticut. And I was very pleased to find out that connection. So there, it tied in with the record before that by the Kingsmen, who were really guys from the Comets. Like we said, with Catwalk. And that's the follow-up to their low-charting top 40 hit there. Weekend, of which we heard the Link Ray version off the Swan label. Yes, these are all coming to you, folks, off the original 45 RPMers. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Now, we're just checking around here to make sure everyone's cool with this, because it is July of 2010, and we're sitting around doing what we do for Area 51. And, hey, turn up that, do that again. Chesty's got a bell over there. No. Wow. Can I ring your bell, Chesty? Oh, she's not on the microphone, so you can't hear her quick-witted comeback there, folks. But at any rate, we're just checking in to see if this is okay, because, folks, you could email us and be in touch if you got us on the propagation of the shortwave, where we are live right now on 5110 kilohertz, upper sideband exclusively. Drop us a line. Here it is, lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com. And yeah, spell the word discs with a C. You know what I'm saying? We got the guys in the chat room sort of chimed in over there. You know, we got Brad out by the fire. We got Cousin Jane and Cracker and Agnon. And Captain Ganja, Static, The Axis, Yukon Jack, all them jokers. Because we know you're out there listening on the internet. Streams too, people. We got about 10 or so people out there digging us on the internet. All right, so chime in and see what's going on. Now, Chesty, let's have that bell one more time. What you doing? There she is, all right? Because, yes, indeed, now it is time. Here we go.
The Lost Discs Radio Show proudly presents Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week.
I've never seen her so relaxed.
I'd like to dance with her.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Chesty, you got to give us something we can dance to now.
It's happy summer. It's going to be hot this week, hot, hot, hot. And what else do you want to do in July except go to the beach? And you know what, Jimmy? I really like the instrumentals. I don't know what happened to this genre, because instrumentals are so fun. No words to worry about.
Yeah, man.
Just move your hips to the beat, enjoy it.
Whoa.
I wish there were more instrumentals. I wish instrumentals would make a comeback.
Yeah.
Why don't you do something about that?
The last instrumental I remember hitting a chart was Axel F.
Oh,
by
God.
What's his ass back in like 87 or something. But
yeah, nothing. Yeah. Nothing lately.
I hear you.
So my chick pick tonight is something for the beach called Beach Bunny.
Yeah.
And listen to the vibes. Vibes.
Vibesness. You gonna swing your hips to this one, Chesty?
Yeah, especially those vibes.
Yeah. All right, here comes, folks, right off the Aura Records label.
We'll be right back. What kind of music do you like?
Yeah, I've been collecting early jazz records, blues and two-beat music like Leon Dix Beiderbecke used to play.
Lost this radio.
Now stop it, will you? Stop it before you drive us all crazy.
Yeah, the smooth sounds of Gabor Szabo coming to you on your shortwave radio tonight. We can only hope. Yeah, that's the Hungarian jazz guitar stylings there of Gabor Szabo on his own Sky Record label out of 1968. And you know, if I have to, I'm not even going to tell you the name. If I have to tell you the name of the song, you know, then it's just, you're not, why are you even here? What, Chesty, tell him the name of the song. Get out.
That's Donovan.
It's the phenomenon of Donovan, right? There he is covering Sunshine Superman, the man himself. You know what I'm saying? Before that, it was Cozy Cole, right? You could tell it was Cozy Cole because you could hear the cancer cells growing in his throat there. I'm sorry, but it's true. At the beginning of the song, you know, when he says, Topsy. Well, in this case, it was Turvy. You know, good old Cozy Cole there practically had a career just on that one song. We heard Topsy 65 by the Mustangs, right, off the Providence label. Okay, now, the old jazz standard, Topsy. You know, every drummer likes to get their hands on that from time to time. And go nuts. Go ape. They go ape on that one, Chesty. Chesty's over there, but you can't hear what she's saying. At any rate, yeah, the Mustangs. A lot of groups called the Mustangs. Come on, let's face it. Who knows what these guys... The only thing I really know about this is it was on the Providence label and that there was a release of that 45 in Greece. That's all we know. Topsy, 65. Okay? Cozy Cole, of course, had the big hit with it in 1958. Then he followed it up with Turvy, which we heard there off the Love Records label. And, of course, he also followed that up with a song called Topsy Turvy. And then again, he re-recorded it again on the Coral label in 1962. Topsy's Part 1 and Part 2, and it did not hit the charts because by that time people said, you know, he needs a new groove, right? Speaking of grooves, once again, Chesty is over there, not on the microphone, I'm just saying. And then, speaking of Chesty also, we didn't really announce going into it, and the management at Rockin' Radio will have my ass for not saying when we went into that record, Chesty's chick pick tonight, it was Beach Bunny by Clifford Scott plus 6 stars. Right? Good old Clifford Scott, tenor sax guy. We're off the air suddenly. Let's double check. I think we're back. I think the connection's back, so we're going to keep things moving and hope that the internet connection will hold to keep the signal going to the station so you folks can dig us. Let's just see if they get us back on. Anyways, yes, for those of you who missed it, Clifford Scott, the honky-tonk tenor sax man himself on the RL record label. What are we doing? Okay, now that we got the connection back up, I think we gotta give a quick shout out to Mr. Bill in Globe, Arizona, who chimed in on the email, right?
Hello, Mr. Bill.
Chesty, he specifically says that he's got a barely listenable signal, S5, noisy as hell.
Oh no!
Out in Globe, Arizona, but he says, Chesty, it is hot.
Oh, I'm sure it is in Arizona.
And he wanted you specifically to know how hot it was. Hey, we also heard from Ken up in Toronto tonight, who is getting us, I don't know how he's getting us, probably over the internet, live tonight, but he apparently has survived all of the tumult and the strife from the things that took place up in Toronto. So we believe that we have now gotten some of the jamba out of our system. So we, like I said before we got all jambified there, we're going to do a little bit of Jimmy Bryant and Speedy West action. Send this one out to our friend Brad of Grits Radio.
Sounds very tropical.
Thank you.
Rock and radio.
With music?
Oh, yes, it's the latest.
Alan Freed coined the term rock and roll music. It was a sexual term called rockin' and rollin' with your girlfriend in the backseat of your car. It's a term called sex.
This is not jazz.
Chris Columbo Quintet. Okay, on the Strand record label. Good old Chris Columbo, you know, jazz drummer there, right? But all right, you know, all the action there was the organist, good old Wild Bill Davis, jazz keyboard guy in his own right, making the scene on that 45. But, you know, before that, a very, very, very interesting situation with the Tune Weavers, you know, on the old Checker label. Hey, occasionally you still get some airplay on that old Tune Weavers tune, Happy Happy Birthday Baby, right? And of course, the original flip side of that was the Yo-Yo Walk. That's the instrumental you heard there, that piano-laced instrumental called the Yo-Yo Walk. But most people probably have the quick reissue there, the second issue of that had Old Man River on the B-side. What can I tell you? Hard times, folks. So, at any rate... we gave you the original B-side because that's just the kind of thing that we do there. You know what I'm saying? Jimmy Bryant and Speedy West there on the Capitol label. Before that with Yankee Clover. Okay, it's the kind of thing you're going to want to hear in July on your 4th of July weekend and on like that. All right, what can I tell you? Thanks to those folks there that did email in, like Mr. Bill in Globe, Arizona, and Ken up in Toronto, and Kaz and Jane, and good old Weasley Steve. Somehow he got in on the action from his jail cell, and something about his guy, that's some guy in the cell that was using the crapper, and he had to clean it up or something. I don't know. It was all sort of in broken English. He's speaking in code, speaking in riddles, as he usually does. Anyway, you're listening to the Lost Discs Radio Show on Area 51 and on Rockin' Radio at rockinradio.com, folks. And, of course, check out the Area 51 schedule, as always, at worldmicroscope.com, as you should do from time to time. Now, here we go, folks, with the out-of-sight sounds of the Supersonics. You know, good old Arthur Smith did that guitar boogie thing back in the late 40s. And, of course, the Virtues came along and did a big hit with it on the Hunt label in 1958 or 9, right, with the Guitar Boogie Shuffle. But before it was the Guitar Boogie Shuffle, it was actually the Supersonics that did it as the new Guitar Boogie Shuffle. Yeah, back in 1953 on the Rainbow label tonight, folks. Dig it. We'll be right back.
Lost Discs Radio.
Lost Discs Radio.
Instant
replay.
If we play a pure tone of constant intensity, you can, by moving your head slightly to the right and left, make the sound seem less or more intense. Try it.
Music 1966. Thank you.
that's the LP cut on that one, man. Off the HBR label, Out of Sight, Sound of the Dynatones. Yeah, those guys, those crazy guys. Believe it or not, we're a college act out of Clarksburg, West Virginia, down at Salem College there. Guy on fife was Ray Figler, right? And that was the Fife Piper, okay? Two different versions of that, man. If you got the 45, he does one solo. But on the LP, they completely recut the solo. It's a completely different version. So that's the slightly more rare version off the LP. You know, what can I tell you? That's the kind of thing we try to do around here. For your edification, it was the guitar boogie shuffle twist, right? And that was the Virtues off the Shore record label 1962. That did hit low on the Hot 100, believe it or not, as some sort of a follow-up to their guitar boogie shuffle. But the original, no, not the Arthur Smith original, but the one after that, the people that first called it guitar boogie shuffle, the new guitar boogie shuffle from 1953, the Supersonics, okay, on the Rainbow label. Yes, all of these, the original label spinning 45s platters on the turntable. Folks, do you understand what I'm trying to say to you? We don't know if you understand. We don't know if you care. But folks, this is Jimmy Knight bringing this insanity to a close here on Lost Discs Radio. Stay tuned if you're listening on Rockin' Radio for the Boss Man, Randy Tibbins, and the RLT Rockin' Archives Music Magazine, to be followed up this month by DJ Blast and, of course, the electrophonic sounds of Brian Phillips. Check them out at rockandradio.com. Stay tuned on Area 51 for more shenanigans and hijinks. 5110 kilohertz upper slob band, as usual. And thanks to Cosmic Debris and Alan Wiener and all those guys for still putting up with this sort of action. Folks, you can always be in touch with us on the email. It is lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com. We will catch you in about a month. Some more action. Till then, stay cool, won't you? Good night, Joe Stax, wherever you are.
Alexander Dumas' immortal classic, The Count of Monte Crisco, starring Robert Donat.